This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is ready to deal with any so-called Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations between the two nations. The nuclear negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability. That's a path the United States has so far rejected. President Trump has berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to the Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Opposition activists say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria on Tuesday, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian troops also surrounded a Turkish observation post in the area. And Pope Francis has led the world's 1.3 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas, urging them not to let the church's failings lead them away from accepting God's love. Christmas reminds us that God continues to love us all, even the worst of us, Francis said in a sermon presiding over the 7th Christmas season of his pontificate. He held a solemn Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for thousands of people. Hundreds of others watched on large screens outside. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.